Depending on where you live, you may know this company, not by where it is located, but rather by where its yellow trucks happen to travel. In fact, when I was growing up, that yellow truck made a regular stop by our house, a visit that was greatly anticipated. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
There's a good chance you know the last name of one man who found his way to Marshall, Minnesota.
Paul Schwann, who was from Germany, immigrated to the United States in the 1920s, came to Marshall, and he started working for the Marshall Ice Cream Company, which made Perfection Ice Cream.
As Jennifer Andress, executive director of the Lyon County Museum in Marshall, Minnesota, shares, Paul was not only in business, but learning the business of dairy production and processing, and would lead him to build a company.
In the late 40s, Paul was partners with Matt Nyson of Perfection Ice Cream for a little while, and then Paul went off and started his own dairy. So he started Schwann's Dairy, which was just milk and butter, and then gradually started doing ice cream.
At the time, though, the Schwann family was mostly focused on simply producing dairy products on their farm. That changed in the early 1950s.
Paul's son Marvin Schwann in 1952 decided what would be a good way to get products out to farmers. So he started doing home delivery of ice cream. And it proved to be successful. And that's how kind of the Schwann's home delivery started, was after 1952.
Over time, the company grew, and Schwann's home delivery via their yellow trucks became a common sight in many communities across the nation. Schwann's continues to be one of the major employers here, an example of the food companies that sprouted around the fertile farms of the area.
Marshall celebrated their 150th anniversary last year. The industry is still very much important here. The college is very much important here. And while the population has kind of stayed the same for the last 20 years, Marshall continues to be a regional center for this area and continues to grow and to expand.
Traveling the countryside in Marshall, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.